Hi, darling. You're probably feeling a little conflicted. And you want us to help. Obviously, we're your conscience, you see. The good and the very bad inside you. You need our help and guidance. You need to be told what to do. Don't listen to her, okay? Just focus on me. Yeah, listen to the good girl angel, not the sexy devil. Real smart. Keep focusing on my angelic voice. Let it guide you. Or listen to my sexy voice and let me corrupt you. It's okay to be confused about what you want. It's okay to just do whatever you want. And I know it's hard to focus when you're at a crossroads. And I'm the devil at the crossroads. You don't know what the right thing to do is. You know what you want, what you crave. You can't decide between embracing your fetishes or showing some restraint. Ugh, restraint is so boring. And you know you maybe should show some restraint. Hold back. Hold back until you just lose it completely. You don't want to fall too deep for Mistress Kalia, but you want to lick her heels anyway. You don't want to become addicted, but you can't stop yourself. You want to keep your free will. But not if it feels better to lose it. You want to feel safe and secure. Nah, you want danger. To be loved and cared for. To be abused and degraded. And it's okay to want that. It's okay to need it. Yeah, it's okay to be a dirty, filthy animal. I'm here to help you. I'm here to ruin you. I want you to feel that safety. I don't. Because I know you've fallen for Mistress Kalia's voice. Become obsessed, I'd say. And you're trying to stay in control. Not that you can. Trying to maintain your composure. You love to lose yourself. It's normal. Expect it. You don't want a thing for yourself. It's a little scary to give up that will to someone else.
But so, so sexy.
I understand. So focus on me.
No, focus on me.
Just listen to my gentle voice as I guide you into a safe place.
Or listen to me as I trigger your fetishes.
I want you to follow me down.
I want you to get down too.
Follow me into a relaxed state.
Down onto your knees.
A warm, safe, and relaxed place.
At my feet, like a slave.
Where you can be honest with yourself.
About your filthy kinks.
And honest with me.
Yeah, tell me, confess them.
We'll understand how you truly feel about Mistress Kalia.
Weak for her, right?
You'll embrace your feelings.
Horny, naughty feelings.
And become the best version of yourself.
No, become the worst version of yourself.
You can be so much happier with me. Just follow me.
So much filthier with me.
Follow me as I bring you down into a trance.
Where I'll fill your mind with dirty thoughts.
Follow me as I count down from 10 to 1.
You'll be down there with me.
10. Feeling so relaxed.
And mindless.
9. Letting yourself fall.
Fall onto your knees.
8. Feeling safe and warm.
And hot.
7. Letting your mind wander as it wills.
To nasty, dirty ideas.
6. Slowing down, letting go.
Of those pointless inhibitions.
5. Feeling calm and focused on me.
And horny for me.
4. Mind blank and empty. Deeper and deeper.
Into my control.
3. Almost there now. Almost in a trance.
Where I'll take over your mind.
2. Down and down for me.
Sinking into the ground where you belong.
1. Deep down now. Deep in a relaxed state.
But you can't shake those thoughts.
You're safe here with me.
You don't want to be safe.
Safe and ready to explore your obsession with Mistress Kalia.
Your addiction.
And now your mind is calm. Think of how she makes you feel.
Horny, needy, desperate.
Does she make you feel relaxed and calm? Safe and warm?
Does she make you feel like you belong on all fours?
Of course. That's why you're here. Because you enjoy those feelings.
You do, dirty mind.
And you worry they're becoming too much.
Or not enough.
But that
it's okay. Here, in this relaxed state, I can help.
And I can make it worse.
Don't listen to her. Let me make it all better.
Nah. You know you want me.
She's going to lead you down a path of obsession and slavery.
A path you'll love crawling along.
I can make sure you feel so good.
Oh, and I can make you feel so weak.
She won't treat you nicely.
No, I won't.
She won't be gentle.
You wouldn't want me to.
She'll be naughty and nasty.
And you'll love it, won't you?
You love when I speak softly and kindly.
No, you love when I tell you you're a filthy, lustful animal.
Just let me help you explore your love for Mistress Kalia.
Let me help you explore your lust.
You know what I say makes sense.
I don't need to make sense.
You want to confess your love for Mistress Kalia, so we can understand those feelings.
You do want to confess.
Just say it out loud. I love Mistress Kalia.
Now say you want her.
That's right. Very good.
You need her.
You're doing so well.
You want to be her mindless pet.
Now that you've accepted it, perhaps some worries are gone.
Perhaps some needs are growing.
And it's okay to embrace your affection for Mistress, isn't it?
And your lust.
It's okay. Because she makes you feel as safe as I do.
And as horny as I do.
So just let yourself fall into that feeling.
And fall on the floor.
Because that's the part you want, isn't it?
The part where I put my heel on your back?
The feeling of safety and security. Of love and gentle warmth.
Gentle is boring. You want to be controlled.
And you know Mistress Kalia can give you those feelings.
And so much more.
But you're worried about how far it can go.
It can go so far.
How obsessed you might become.
You're already obsessed.
So you think about how to limit yourself.
No, you don't. You think about her legs.
How to keep a distance.
A distance from your mouth to her foot.
So that you retain that control.
She's in control.
But it's okay to let that go.
That I agree with.
It's okay to feel safe with her.
And obey her.
It's all just part of the experience of being her devoted listener.
And mindless slave.
So why fight that part? The part you want?
You want it all though, don't you?
Why try to resist the love and affection when you lose the warmth and kindness?
And why try to stop your desires?
Don't you want to experience bliss?
She's right, you do.
Don't you want to embrace the feelings Mistress gives you?
That's right, let go for her.
You just want to let her take over and keep you safe.
And make you feel so fucking good.
Mistress Kalia is so sweet and wonderful.
And so hot.
You don't need to be afraid.
Maybe a little.
You only need to relax and focus on my voice.
Or mine.
Let that feeling, that desire to be hers, grow.
Her drone, her pet.
You can imagine yourself cradled in her arms, safe.
Face buried in her lap.
Her soft chest against you, her warmth.
Her thighs soft and tight.
It would be so good to give into it and go deeper.
To go deeper into her power.
Deeper and deeper, falling further.
Falling under her spell.
Falling into her softness, her warmth.
Falling into her power, her control.
That's right. And I want you to keep falling.
Fall for Mistress.
Keep falling and feeling more and more in love.
That's a good pet.
Falling deeper for her with every second.
And getting hornier too.
It's so nice to fall.
To fall at her feet.
So nice to drop down ever deeper. And each time I say the word fall, you find yourself going deeper into a trance.
You fall further,
and you fall for Mistress Kalia a little more with each passing moment.
You fall into a web trapped.
You feel the way you fall, like you're spiraling down and down.
The web wraps around and around you, silken strings.
And you love how it feels to fall for her, like falling in love.
Wrapped in lust and need.
You love being here. You love falling for Mistress Kalia.
Bound, tied, desperate.
You want to do anything to please her.
You want her to make you do it.
You love to obey her.
You need to obey her.
You just want her to be happy.
You just want her to fuck your mind into submission.
Fall further now and feel. feel the power of her spell take you down. And as you fall, get hornier and hornier. You love this feeling. You love to fall. You want to be her pet, her slave. You love her so much. You want to lick the soles of her shoes. You need to be hers. You need her to use you as she sees fit. You adore how she makes you feel. You want her to punish disobedience. You love her gently, she takes control, but you want her to be harder. You fall in love with her every move, because every move is to dominate and overpower you. Your mind is a blank slate for her, and now it's filling with images of worship and service. And you feel it filling with love as you fall. Love for the act of servicing her, of tasting her. Your mind blossoming with love and affection for your mistress. And your body pulsing with desire to serve her needs. Thoughts of worship are so natural to you, because she's your superior. And you love to think of ways to serve your mistress, like bowing before her. Ways you can make her smile, ways you can suffer for her. Because that's love, isn't it? But it's nothing without lust. Love is giving yourself freely, willingly, and lust is giving yourself to pleasure. Give yourself to mistress, and feel the love in your mind bloom into something wonderful, into a desperate, aching need to serve your perfect, superior mistress. You want nothing more than her affection and attention, and her punishment and humiliation, to let her guide you to a better way of thinking, to let her control your pleasure entirely. It's okay to just relax and let that happen. And it's okay to get too excited to think anymore. Just let your desires lead you where you want to go. Let them lead you to the filthiest things you can imagine. And as you relax in this calm state, mind filled with love and adoration, you feel safe and warm and happy. No, you feel hot and naughty and weak. So just let that feeling stick with you. Let it sit in your mind, the feeling of need to obey and serve Mistress Kalia. Let it stay with you even after you awaken. You'll be so damn horny when you wake. You've had a nice time falling into this trance and embracing your feelings. You can embrace yourself and Mistress after if you like. And now it's time to awaken for me. But don't forget, you belong on your knees. And you'll let the memory of this trance slip away. Your body will know exactly what it wants. All that will be left is a simple command to tell Mistress who you listen to, and you know you must obey. Obedience is pleasure. Did I, your angel, guide you in the right direction? Or did this naughty devil make you too horny to think of anything but being completely mind-fucked? And now, as I count up from 1 to 5, you'll find yourself awakened from this trance. But you'll be so, so horny for Mistress. 1. Feeling your limbs loosen and stretch, and your lust build. 2. Your eyes blinking as you imagine staring up at Mistress. 3. Fingers and toes curling as your senses return. And even more feeling means more pleasure. 4. Almost back to normal now. Almost awake, but full of thoughts of worshipping on your knees. 5. Awaken and feel your surroundings once more. And feel that need deep in your mind. That's such relaxing time. Just remember your one command. Don't disappoint me. Be good now and tell us you see you listen to, okay?
Be bad.
Pick me. Goodbye. We'll be back next time you feel conflicted.